An important issue that could affect the Irish road haulage industry will be before the European Parliament on Thursday, a crucial vote. What's at stake for road hauliers there, and your call to your fellow Irish MEPs?
What's at stake, in my opinion, is the future of the Irish road haulage industry. Now, to a lot of people sitting at home, they might think, but sure, look, that's nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with Irish people, because most of our exports to the EU are by truck, you know, through haulage of one kind or another. 52% of our exports go to the EU. Most of those are carried in trucks across the continent, or much of it at least. So it's absolutely crucial that any rules or regulations that we put in place here do not completely and totally disrupt the Irish road haulage industry. We have good compromises coming from our Transport Committee. Some of the most important ones for Irish road hauliers are the length of time, for example, that they spend on the ferry, if it's over 12 hours, that's subtracted from their rest time. The fact that if the cabins in the trucks are of a certain standard, and if they are parked in particular designated areas that meet proper safety, health and safety standards, etc., that actually drivers can stay in their trucks, that they don't have to go to a hotel, and also that for international or for transit means going through countries, that the rules on what we call posting of workers do not apply. And those three compromises were reached. That means we can just about live with it. But if the Parliament votes on Thursday to request a further vote and amendments to plenary, all of that could fall apart, and it would be disaster for the Irish road haulage industry and all of the businesses throughout the country that depend on those hauliers to get their products to market. We can't allow that to happen.